everybody. Welcome to my podcast. I have one quick question. You go inside your classroom. What's the first thing you do? Do you look into your book bag, get your laptop, pull out your laptop, and start, quote unquote, taking notes when really you're just on the newest Instagram feed or Facebook feed? Or are you actually taking notes and being a diligent worker? Actually, this question, because this is my topic. My topic is based on education and technology coinciding and how it affects our studies in academics. Now, I will transition into my initial thoughts. My initial thoughts about this topic about is technology really affecting our education for the worse? My thoughts are is that I feel like it is, honestly. When I go inside class, I'm always on my phone. I'm always on my laptop. I'm not really paying attention to what the professor has, especially if it's a class that attendance is not required or the professor posts the notes after from his or her lecture. I'm usually in class doing other work that's not even for my class. I'm doing other stuff and like other administrative stuff that's not even for the class. And in my research that I will later show to you guys shows how much and how detrimental that is to actually be doing that and how much it affects your test grades. The truth is that majority of students actually just get distracted by the use of technology. I can admit myself that the majority of the times I'm on my laptop or phone class, it wasn't for academic purposes. We can all admit to it, let's be honest. However, technology has made it easier for people around the world to access knowledge, and it has definitely benefited education in multiple ways. But those aspects I'll not delve into. I'm just focusing on my topic, which is how it has affected us for the worse. In medieval time, you had to go to a doctor that was a journey away, but now you can just ask WebMD if there's moles, okay? Now, I do know technology has made the world easier to comprehend sometimes, but at the same time, it makes it harder to comprehend. I do understand that technology is definitely a phenomenon that we have almost perfected, and you know that is very beneficial to our society. Hey guys, now I'll start talking about technology and diving into it more specifically. Well, we can look at research done by Michigan State University saying that new research by scientists at Michigan State University suggests that laptops do not enhance classroom learning. And in fact, students would be better off leaving their laptops in their dorm during class. Although computer use during class may create an illusion of enhanced engagement with the course content, it often reflects engagement with social media, YouTube videos, instant messaging, and other non-academic content. This self-inflicted distraction comes at a cost, as students are spending up to one-third of their time in class time zone, and the longer they are available online, the grades tend to suffer. This really scares me because I do this, and I think to myself, am I really tormenting my grade that much? And should I change and try to have self change as a person? Sometimes I just want to relax by going, yes, I may on social media, YouTube, and all that, but I'm just stressed and a college student. So I think, wouldn't it be smart to de-stress sometimes? So is that actually increasing my academic performance? But no, the scientists from Michigan State University is proving that it doesn't. Also, a study was set out, and it was a group of participants set out to be 40. That set out a group of participants set almost 40 minutes out of 100-minute class period. That's amazing. Usually end for non-academic purposes, including social media, checking email, shopping, reading the news, chatting, watching videos, and playing video games. This non-academic use is negatively associated with final exam scores, such students with the highest scores, such that students with highest scores tend to score lowest on exam due with the research done to put a laptop in front of them. This is all stated in a Scientific American article. So you go outside your classroom, you see all those people with their laptops and phones. Do you think, are they all about to fail? It's amazing. Now we are at my final sayings and my final and the conclusion. It's tragic to know that how we are getting affected by this, even though they don't know. Students are always on the top, and I spend a lot of time on it. I wish I could just scream, hey, everybody on your laptop, spend on your laptop or your phone, you're going to score low on your test. But what's the point? They don't know what they're doing, what wrong they're doing. They're just trying to find a little peace and not fall asleep listening to the monotone professor hating them. Who can blame us? We'll be right back.